Okay, Darla, you're calling on local government minister Phil Hogan to meet with representatives of workers who will be affected by his plans to align local development companies with local authorities. And it's claimed that this alignment process has serious implications for both funding and local control of key community services across the state. Tell us about this, Darla.
Yeah, well, these local development companies, you probably know it, we're more familiar as the Northside Partnership, who's right beside you there. And there's another 50 companies all around the country doing some really good work, helping people get back to education, getting them ready for work, with training, helping them to start a business. And really, it's the only social inclusion program that we have in this, that's left in this country. And there's a really big benefit as well. Each company contributes about 7.8 million to the Exchequer. So there's definitely, we're doing really, really good work on the ground. And there's a financial payoff for the state. And what's happening is that Phil Hogan wants to merge these or align these groups and partnerships in with the local authorities. And we're really worried about that for a couple of different reasons. We're worried that it will take power and control away from local communities, and it will give it to the local authorities, and the county manager has a lot more power under the proposed setup. We're also worried about that Phil Hogan has already stated that there's going to be job losses, and we're really worried about there's going to be a loss of expertise. So the people who've been doing the work on the ground for years, really, really delivering for local communities, that they'll be cast aside, and their work will start to be done by local authority workers who have little experience in doing the work.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Darla, I have to ask the question: is this going to impact on CE workers and job initiative workers? Are they involved in this as well?
Not to a huge extent. The workers who are mainly affected by this are employed under what's known as the Local Community Development Programme and the Rural Development Programme, which would be in the rural areas. There are some CE workers employed by partnerships. It would be in the hundreds rather than the thousands. And at a recent meeting with Joan Burton, she reiterated her commitment to community employment and to job initiative, that there are no plans there to scale down CE. In fact, she's talking about expanding CE, which we'd welcome.
Yeah, but I also heard that expansion program will involve young job seekers, and they will be given CE. Now, this could be just rumours, Darla, but they'll be given a place on a CE scheme for 12 months maximum, and at the end of that period, they have to be job ready to get out there and into the job market, or else, basically. Can you see that situation development in that regard?
I suppose there's no final details out, but obviously what we constantly push for is that you should have a 2 to 3 year program as a minimum on CE, that you should have access to good quality training, particularly up to a FETEC level 5, which we'd say is a good minimum that people should have, and obviously that there should be funding there, so that people can actually access this training as well. I'm not too sure that people get the benefit out of it on a 1 year scheme. And particularly if you're looking to train up to, say, if you want to do childcare or youth work or whatever area you might want to pursue, you're not going to get the training and experience that you need just after 1 year.
Yeah. Okay, well...
If you want to make people job ready, I think it'll take about 2 to 3 years as a minimum.
Yeah, well, as I said, that was the rumour that was being circulated. Whether there's any truth to it or not now is another matter entirely. But... tell us about the petition that seem to have running about this situation at the moment. The petition is ongoing, is it?
Yeah, it is. Within SIPTU, we have a group of workers, a group of partnership workers who come together and decide what they're going to do. And really, we decided that we needed to escalate this campaign. Minister Hogan is going to start making big decisions about people's jobs and whether they're going to have a job or not. And he's not talking to the workers. I think this is a basic right that people have, is that if you're going to make big decisions about my job, and I should be there at the negotiating table. So, as a small step in the escalation of the campaign, we're asking people to sign a petition, and it's directed towards Phil Hogan. And I suppose the easiest way to get to it is if you Google SIP2 community petition, it'll pop up, the first one on the list there. I suppose we're aiming to get at least 1,000 signatures on it as well, which would be, I suppose, around half of the workers there at the moment. But it's open to anyone to sign. And basically to send a message that, look, people really care about this. It's a big issue. And particularly one for, not just for workers, but also for communities as well. I think they have there's a lot of stake for them as well.
Yeah. Dara, I don't think, I'm not sure whether I asked you about a timescale and disalignment, but is there one?
How long is a piece of string? There seems to be, they've set up 10 pilot areas or 10 pilot local authorities. I think they're hoping to have the bones of this done by the end of this year, and then definitely by the end of next year should be completed. Now, I don't know anyone who goes through such a huge change involving workers. Say I was restructuring, you know, Coca-Cola or, you know, IBM. If you don't talk to the workers, it's going to take you a hell of a lot longer to get the change that you want, if you ever get it at all. And I think, to be honest, I think Minister Hogan is making some really bad decisions on this. And I think he's making some mistakes on this as well, by not talking to the workers. Because he's talking to the rest, other groups who are in there. He's talking to the CEOs. He's talking to the county managers. He's talking to the local authorities and different groups. There's one glaring omission there. And so people actually do the work on the ground. So whatever timescale he's working to, I can't see it. I can't see it happening, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he continues to ignore the workers, what can the workers actually do, Dara, in that case?
Well, I think workers have a choice. If you think that someone in the local authority may take over your job, would you help them? Would you help train them up so that they could take over your work, and then you're left being made redundant with only the basic minimum? I'd be very reluctant to have anything to do with alignment unless my concerns are being addressed, unless I'm sitting down and talking about the issues that affect me. Because so far, the department and the minister has refused to meet with the workers.
Yeah.
I think that's the option that they have to them.
Okay, well... Well, as you said, there's no real clear timeline on it, but probably it'll have to be completed by the end of 2014. So it gives the workers a breathing space anyway to come up with a plan of action with SIP2, isn't that right?
Yeah, and we have a really good group of workers and shop stewards who, you know, who've been spelling out that plan, and particularly over the summer months and coming into the... when the doll comes back in September as well, is to really push this issue and to decide what actions we're going to take and when we're going to take them. Because, you know, at the end of the day, there's people's livelihoods at stake here. And I think the programmes and the services that are delivered by local partnerships are worth fighting for. I think the workers who are there understand that and believe in it. I hope that the communities who benefit from these programmes appreciate that as well, and they can be quite a potent force if they're standing together.
Yeah, and you did mention that it's a nationwide campaign. It's going to affect workers from all across the country, and hopefully a lot of the other community radio stations can get involved and get the message out there as well.
Yeah, really appreciate your time on this, Pat.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to me, Dara. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.